Today's episode of the Teamwork Online webinar series is presented by ScreenSkins, the number one branded screen protector. Appreciate their support of the podcast, and they allow you to personalize your screen protector with custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. Again, the code LIFO24, LIFO24 at checkout for 20%. Enjoy today's episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. Ali, to that point, in terms of, you know, you made a point earlier of having, you know, a certain amount of focus relationships that you really hone in on versus casting a wide net, knowing a ton of different people, but, you know, maybe more at surface level. How do you go about the balance? And at what point do you maybe know a ton of people early on, and then you start to kind of funnel it down, right? Like almost a marketing approach of like, okay, I'm going to try and hit all these different people, and then eventually I'll get to the right people that you want to interact with. How do you go about that balance?
Yeah. And it's an art. There's no science. And as an art, there's a different perspective on all of it. But what I have found to be successful for me, at least, is really focusing on, you know, can I provide value to them? And can they provide value to me, right? And the first question I always ask is, how am I providing value to that person? And if I'm not providing value to them, they're probably not going to want to be in my life much longer either, right? And so instead of taking that selfish approach of like, can this person help me? I always say, can I help this person? And if I can't, then it's probably gonna just honestly dissipate in on its own. And so for me, I've always asked that question first. How am I providing value to this person? And is that value strong enough for them to want to continue the relationship with me? And if so, then I really focus on what is that value and then continuing to provide it. And I think it just naturally weeds itself out over the years. First starting off, I worked in baseball. As much as I love baseball players, Jake, they're not the most marketable. And so you really have to get creative. You have to cast a wide net. So I was sending 100 cold emails a day, maybe. And I would connect with a lot of them. And over the years, I slowly, that starts to dwindle down a little bit. And now I have my like 75-ish people that I know if I need something, I can call them and they're going to come through for me. And again, it's different for every person, but I do a lot of business with the same people on repeat because I really enjoy working with them. They really enjoy working with me, and we provide mutual value, and it makes them look good. It makes me look good. And so it ends up becoming a mutually beneficial relationship that 9 times out of 10 turns into friendship, which makes it a lot easier to continue providing value to one another. And then once you become friends, I'm like, let's go get drunk. We'll talk about it. So I think, you know, building that to where it's a very intentional relationship always then strengthens it. And if it's not, then it's kind of naturally just weed itself out at the end of the day. And if you don't want it to be a relationship you have anymore, then to Jackson's point, you're just not watering it, or you're watering it too much, right? And that's, I think, an amazing analogy because I kill plants a lot. And so thankfully, I don't do that in business.
Hey.
I found the balance.
So in terms of how you guys started networking to get into the industry, maybe a little bit different than how you go about it now, but as professionals in the industry, how do you go about connecting with new people that you don't know, that you're not running into via business conversations, that you're not, you know, being introduced to from other colleagues or whatever the case is, like truly just outreaching fresh, cold? Maybe you haven't in a while, but how would you go about that in terms of the intention of meeting others around the industry, knowing that, you know, a virtual call is really easy, a phone call is really easy to meet somebody?
I can take the start
go
of that.
For it.
I do it pretty regularly. I'm a stalker, first off, like full blown. I look at their LinkedIn. I look at what they're posting. I look at what their brand's been doing. I look at if it's an agency, what clients are they working on? I basically build a Rolodex of every person that I want to talk to about.
It's called research.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
you're a researcher.
It's a nice little book, and I'll put together a very well-crafted email talking about all the things that I love that they did recently. And I will say that usually has a pretty high success rate of response. Some people say creepy, I say successful. So, you know, you never know. But that's usually my approach. I'm a big, big, big into research.
You just went full 360 from stalking to research, which was fantastic. So in terms of being targeted, you know, some tactical advice, I would, again, being authentic, intentional, all those things, but also like self-awareness of the types of people and the types of roles and the types of positions that you may want to have. And so early at school, you know, going back even further, right? Every Friday in front of a speaker, we had to say our name, where we're from, you know, our background and what we wanted to do when we went to the business. Mine probably changed about 50 times during my grad school career and probably still is today. And so it's one thing to assume what you might want to do, but it's another one to be thoughtful about talking to the practitioners in the field who are actually doing it. And so tactically, I would go after senior level folks who have gone through the journey in the trenches, so to speak, and are now elevated to a certain role. And so their POV and their expertise is different. And then I balance that with people who are maybe similar in tenure or career to understand what the day-to-day may be. So for those who are just starting out, I would look at those entry-level folks and in your peers to kind of build that camaraderie, but also probably can speak similar languages, but also don't be afraid to go to the VP or C-suite even at times to understand the journey that it took to get there. So just those are a few things also when you're looking and researching the type of people that you want to target.
But also come with like super vanilla questions. Like,
yeah,
that's my big thing. And it drives me up a wall because I'm blessed. I get hit up by probably 50 people a week wanting to enter the industry. And it really, really bothers me when people come and they're not prepared with actually like meat and potato questions that are going to get you really valuable insight. Like, yes, me telling you, hey, I went from this agency to this agency, that's cool, but that's not going to help you. I want you to come with questions that are going to help you come up with thoughts and ways that you can enter the industry and that are going to make you memorable. And then the power of the follow-up, like, please don't forget that. I can't tell you how many one-off conversations I have that I think are so good. And I think that person has so much potential. And then I never hear from them again. And then I'm like, okay, well, I just spent 30 minutes with this person that I'm never going to talk to again. Follow up. I don't care if you put it into a spreadsheet like Corey and I, if you put an alert on your calendar, whatever it has to be, do it every month. And if they don't respond, you're not bothering them. It probably just fell into the inbox. Do it again the next month. That consistency shows that you're reliable. It shows that you have determination. And those are all things that we're looking for people who want to break into this industry, because it's a hard industry. And so you have to be persistent.
And Allie, just one
I echo that too. I would just say, like, that's also where those authentic touch points come into play as well. Like with the follow-up, like finding those moments where there are these, you know, organic, you know, means to follow up are huge.
Allie, you've gone from a couple different agencies to another as well. So how have you gone about the process of networking down and across different directions?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because you're also doing it on the player side too, right? Like, so you're gonna, like, if you're gonna sign someone at the pro level, you also have to know the minor league athletes that are up and coming as well. So there's a balance there.
Yeah, I just network all the time, apparently. Now I'm like, wow, my entire life is just talking to people. But Down. Okay, let's start with down. I love when I was first starting in the business, my boss on the first day said to me, he goes, my goal is for you to be my boss one day. And I have taken that with me and that mindset everywhere I've gone. Anytime I've had an intern, anytime I have entry level people reporting to me, my whole thing is I want them to be my boss one day. Like that is my goal for them. And so I try to give them all the guidance, all the wisdom, all the networks I have. And then to Corey's point, it's on them to actually do the job, right? And like do it well. And that was my big thing coming up. I was like, if I just bust my ass hard enough, I'll get there. Doesn't always work that way. Learn that the hard way. But it is that that concept of I try to arm them with everything I can, and then it's really on them. But my whole goal is I want them to literally remember me when they're way above me and I'm the little person again. So that's my main goal with networking down. I want people to strive, especially being a female in this side of the business, very rare. So anytime I get a really hungry female too, like I want to pave the way for other women. There's starting to be so many of us and it's really exciting. But it's, you know, there's still a disproportionate amount. And so I try to do as much as I can, in that standpoint too. I have a really good story from changing. I actually have my current job because of networking, ironically. Teamwork Online has helped with that. I had a very good friend who I would say technically is a competitor. But you know, we saw each other at events regularly. We became close friends. We would help one another out, even though, you know, we're all vying for the same deals at the end of the day. And when this position opened up and they came and they asked him, hey, do you have anybody you think would be great? He goes, yes, actually, Allie, and it just came from, you know, networking at my level, and having friends in different places and different positions, and having, I guess, hopefully a reputation that was good enough to give me the job. So that was helpful. And then upwards, just like go in there and do your job and do it well and showcase everyone, like why you're here. I think that was something that took me a really long time to learn, being in this industry, is that, you know, I've worked really hard for it. And so make sure you own it. And that is the biggest thing. It's like, just showcase to people that you know what you're talking about, that you're going to back it up and you're going to do your good work. And that really shows. And just make sure you talk to them. Everyone's human. They all like certain things. Like they love baseball. Just go shoot the shit about baseball for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be long. Just, you know, enough to make sure they remember your name. And then the follow-up is key.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.